Tell the news. I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping had sent a congratulatory message to Queen Elizabeth II on the 70th anniversary of her accession to the British throne. In the message, Xi Jinping says Queen Elizabeth II has long been caring about and supporting Britain-China friendship and is a witness to and promoter of the development of bilateral ties. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations at the ambassadorial level between China and the UK. The Chinese president says he hopes that the two sides will use this opportunity to deepen friendship and mutual trust, as well as expand exchanges and cooperation. He further expressed hope that the two countries will jointly promote international solidarity and make new contributions to the international community to jointly cope with global challenges. China and Argentina have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the Belt and Road Initiative. A joint statement was issued Sunday after a meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Argentine counterpart Alberto Fernandez. Fernandez is paying a visit to China. He attended the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympic Winter Games on Friday night. The MOU was signed as the two countries mark the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties this year. China's women's ice hockey team defeated Japan 2-1 in a penalty shootout to claim a second win in Group B at the Beijing Winter Olympics on Sunday. Defending champion the United States won its third consecutive game after beating Switzerland 8-0 in Group A. China is scheduled to face its last opponent, Sweden, today, who remains pointless in the preliminary round. China has historically advanced into the Olympic team event free skating at Beijing 2022. The figure skating team event competition was introduced to the Olympic program at Sochi 2014 and featured again during Pyeongchang 2018. Guo Yan brings more details.
Led by two-time world champions Su Wenjing and Han Cong, China historically advanced into the Olympic team event free skating at 2022 Winter Olympics. With a 22-point total score, China ranked fifth place and got qualified for the finals, which started with a men's free skate. Skaters from Russian Olympic Committee led the qualification with 36 points, as new European champion Kamila Valieva put a flawless performance, landing perfect triple axle, triple flip, and combination of triple lutz, triple toe to top the women's short program. After day two of the three-day competition, ROC had 45 points and move ahead of first-day leaders USA. They are followed by Japan, Canada, and China.
The only gold medal in the Beijing competition zone on Sunday's Winter Olympic action was produced in speed skating. Sweden won its second gold at Beijing 2022. Yang Guan reports from the National Speed Skating Oval.
The Netherlands was surprisingly dethroned from the dominance of the speed skating men's 5,000-meter race as Swedish athlete Nils van der Poel won the gold medal of the event at Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. Van der Poel, the world record holder, also broke Olympic records. Dutch skater Sven Kramer had won the Olympic title in the distance for three consecutive times but finished out of the top eight this time in Beijing. The 35-year-old legend says he will retire from speed skating after the Beijing Games. Dutchman Patrick Royster claimed the silver, with Norwegian skater Engebretsen Hoegger clinching the bronze.
China had seen 251 million domestic trips during the 7-day Spring Festival holiday starting from January 31st. Figures from the Ministry of Culture and Tourism show this year's domestic trips declined by 2% year-on-year, with 289 billion yuan, or around $45 billion, generated in domestic tourism revenue. The Chinese mainland on Sunday recorded 45 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases. Of the new local infections, 37 were reported in Guangxi, 4 in Guangdong, 3 in Beijing, and 1 in Tianjin. Sunday also saw reports of 34 imported COVID-19 cases across the mainland. New Zealand reported 188 new community cases of COVID-19 on Monday. Among the new community infections, 117 are in the largest city, Auckland. The country is currently at the highest red settings under the COVID-19 protection framework. At red settings, face masks become mandatory in many indoor environments, and gatherings are limited to 100 people. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.